This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Tension management tips for handling passive-aggressive behaviour on your team. Stop the silence and sarcasm before they quietly destroy your team. In short, passive-aggressive behaviour poisons team trust slowly, and most managers wait too long to act because the behaviour is designed to be deniable. Name the specific action you observed, never the personality. Create conditions where honest speech feels safer than silent resentment. Follow a clear sequence. Prepare, observe, name, invite, agree, follow through. Definition: passive-aggressive behaviour is indirect resistance or hostility expressed through sarcasm, deliberate silence, subtle obstruction, or chronic disengagement rather than open disagreement. It lets a person signal resentment while maintaining plausible deniability, making it one of the most corrosive patterns in workplace communication. Passive-aggressive behaviour does not announce itself. It arrives quietly in the colleague who agrees to everything in the meeting and delivers nothing by Friday, in the team member whose responses to your messages are perfectly polite but land with unmistakable coldness, in the sarcastic comment during a presentation followed immediately by, "I was only joking." You feel it before you can name it, which is exactly why managing the tension it creates is so difficult. I watched a team leader spend 8 months trying to ignore this pattern in one of his most talented people. He told himself it was a personality clash. He told himself it would pass. By the time he finally addressed it, two other team members had started doing the same thing, and a third had quietly started looking for a new job. The silence had become the culture. What follows is the process I have used and taught for responding to passive-aggressive behaviour before it reaches that point. Why passive-aggressive tension is built to outlast you. Most tension in a team is visible. People argue, raise their voices, or make their grievances plain. You can address what you can see. Passive-aggressive behaviour is different because it is engineered to be invisible. Every instance comes wrapped in plausible deniability. Challenge it, and you are too sensitive. Name it, and the other person looks confused. Walk away, and it intensifies. The indirect nature is the whole point. When people believe that direct communication is unsafe, pointless, or will be used against them, they stop using it. They do not stop feeling their resentments. They simply root those feelings underground. What surfaces is not anger, but its shadow: the rolled eyes, the forgotten deadlines, the faint sarcasm, the conspicuous silence in the meeting. This is why attempting to just have a conversation without preparation almost always fails. You need a method, not just courage. Before you say a word, what must be in place first? Two things must be true before you address passive-aggressive behaviour directly. First, you need specifics. Not impressions, not feelings, not a general sense that something is off. You need to be able to say, "On Tuesday, during the team call, when I asked for your input on the Q3 plan, you said whatever works for everyone else, and then stayed silent for the rest of the meeting." Behaviour, not character. An incident, not a verdict. Second, you need to examine your own position. Are you carrying unspoken frustration toward this person? Have you given them clear expectations that were genuinely fair? Is there any legitimate grievance on their side that has not been addressed? I have seen leaders confront passive-aggressive behaviour only to discover, mid-conversation, that they had been dismissing that person's ideas for months without realising it. The behaviour was a response, not an origin. Check yourself before you check anyone else. If you need a framework for starting that conversation once you're ready, how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy will give you a clear entry point. The six-step process for managing passive-aggressive tension. Step 1. Document the pattern before you act. Do not act on a single incident. Passive-aggressive behaviour is a pattern, and you need to be able to speak to the pattern, not just one moment. Keep a brief, factual record: date, situation, what was said or done, and what impact it had on the team or the work. 3 or 4 clear incidents give you ground to stand on. One incident gives the other person an easy exit. Step 2. Choose the right setting. This conversation must happen in private. Never address passive-aggressive behaviour in a group, in a meeting, or over email. A public confrontation triggers shame, and shame produces defensiveness so fierce that no real conversation can follow. Private, calm, and without time pressure, tell the person you want to talk and that you have set aside time to do it properly. Step 3. Name the behaviour not the person. This is where most people get it wrong. They walk in ready to describe a personality, and the other person immediately stops listening. Do not say, you are being passive-aggressive or you have an attitude. Instead, describe exactly what you observed and its concrete effect. Try something like this. In Monday's meeting, when I asked the group for input on the timeline, you said I'm sure you'll decide whatever you want anyway, and then closed your notebook. The rest of the team went quiet after that, and we did not get through the agenda. I want to understand what was happening for you in that moment. You are describing behavior, impact, and opening a door, not delivering a verdict. This is the core of giving feedback that actually changes behavior situation, behavior, impact. Step 4. Stay quiet and let them respond. After you name the behavior and its impact, stop talking. This is harder than it sounds. The silence will feel enormous. Resist the urge to soften what you said, apologize for saying it, or fill the gap with more words. Wait. What comes back will tell you a great deal. Some people deflect. Some go cold. Some. And this is the conversation worth having. Tell you something real that they felt overruled, that they did not think their opinion mattered, that something you did 2 months ago is still sitting with them. Your job at this stage is to listen fully, without planning your rebuttal. If the conversation begins to escalate beyond what you can manage in the moment, the techniques in how to de-escalate arguments during meetings apply here too. Step 5. Agree on what changes. Do not let the conversation end without a specific, shared understanding of what happens differently going forward. Vague commitments dissolve within days. This does not need to be a long list. One or two concrete things. When you disagree with a direction, you bring it to me directly before the next team meeting. When I ask for your input, I need a real answer. Even if your answer is that you need more time to think, write it down if necessary. The specificity is what makes accountability possible. Step 6. Follow through on your side. If the person told you they felt unheard, you now have a responsibility to demonstrate that you heard them. Check in. Act on what was reasonable in their feedback. If running your team meetings more effectively means people feel less ignored, start there. The pattern of indirect hostility often has a root that you can address. Addressing it earns you the right to hold the other person accountable for their side of the agreement. When the team is fully remote, passive-aggressive behavior does not diminish in remote teams. It finds new tools: the one-word reply, the camera always off, the conspicuous absence from optional calls, the response that arrives 3 hours later than it needs to. The behavior is the same, the signals are just smaller. The main challenge is that remote settings strip away many of the non-verbal cues that help you read what is happening. You are working with less information and more ambiguity. This makes documentation even more important. Write down the pattern you observe, because in a remote context you are more likely to second-guess yourself. For step 2, choose a video call, not a message thread. You need to be able to see the person's face and let them see yours. Turn your camera on and ask them to do the same. If the conversation needs structure, the core framework is built for exactly this kind of grounded, focused exchange. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where this goes wrong. 3 patterns I have watched fail. The first, vaguely hoping the behavior will resolve itself. Why it happens. Addressing it feels awkward, and we convince ourselves the tension will pass. It rarely does. Passive-aggressive behavior feeds on being ignored. The absence of a response reads as permission. What to do instead? Act when you have 3 documented instances, not 10. 3. Waiting longer does not make the conversation easier. It makes it more loaded. The second failure, making it about personality. Why it happens. We are frustrated by the time we act, and frustration makes us reach for labels. You are being passive-aggressive. You have always been difficult. These shut the conversation down instantly. What to do instead? Return to behavior and impact every time. If you feel yourself sliding toward a character judgment, take a breath and describe the last specific incident instead. The third failure, declaring victory too early. Why it happens. One good conversation feels like resolution. The person seemed receptive. The air felt cleared. But without follow through on both sides, Old patterns return within weeks. What to do instead? Schedule a brief check-in 2 weeks after the conversation, not a formal review. 5 minutes to ask how things are going. This signals that you meant what you said and that you are paying attention. For a fuller picture of why follow-through matters, why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth covers the accountability side of this well. Your pre-conversation preparation checklist. Use this before any conversation about passive-aggressive behaviour. If you cannot answer a question, you are not ready yet. Number 1. I have documented at least 3 specific incident date, situation, behaviour, and impact for each. Number 2. I have examined whether I have contributed to this person feeling unheard or dismissed. Number 3. I have chosen a private setting with no time pressure. Number 4. I can describe what I observed without using the words attitude, passive-aggressive, or difficult. Number 5. I have prepared 1 clear sentence that names the behavior and its impact. Number 6. I know what specific, concrete change I'm asking for. Number 7. I have decided how I will follow up and when. If you want a wider framework for resolving the underlying friction once the conversation is open, the DEAL method for resolving conflicts that are fracturing team synergy gives you a structured path forward. The work after the conversation. Here is the truth of it. One conversation rarely fixes passive-aggressive behavior entirely. It is a start, not a finish. What the conversation does, when done well, is break the pattern of silence. It says, clearly and without cruelty, that the indirect route is no longer available. That disagreement is acceptable. Indirect hostility is not. The goal is not to eliminate conflict from your team. It is to move it above ground, where it can actually be addressed. Psychological safety, real trust, and direct speech are not things you declare into existence. They are things you build, one handled moment at a time. Managing passive-aggressive behavior well is one of those moments. Do it right, and you make the next honest conversation a little more possible for everyone on your team. Frequently asked questions. What is passive-aggressive behavior in the workplace? Passive-aggressive behavior in the workplace is indirect hostility expressed through sarcasm, deliberate silence, subtle obstruction, or chronic lateness rather than open conflict. It lets people express resentment while maintaining plausible deniability, making it one of the hardest workplace tensions to address directly. How do you address passive-aggressive behavior on your team? Address passive-aggressive behavior by naming the specific action you observed, not the personality trait. Describe the behavior clearly, explain its impact on the team, and invite an honest response. Avoid labeling the person as passive-aggressive, which triggers defensiveness and shuts down the conversation before it can begin. Why is passive-aggressive behavior so hard to manage? Passive-aggressive behavior is hard to manage because it hides behind deniability. The person can always claim they were joking, had no idea, or were simply busy. This forces you to address something intangible, which most people avoid because they fear looking paranoid or petty. What triggers passive-aggressive behavior at work? Passive-aggressive behavior is usually triggered by unexpressed resentment, a perceived lack of fairness, or feeling that direct communication is unsafe or pointless. People default to indirect hostility when they believe honesty will be punished, dismissed, or used against them. How is tension management different from conflict resolution? Tension management addresses friction before it becomes open conflict. With passive-aggressive behavior specifically, the tension is often invisible and unspoken, so the first task is surfacing it safely rather than resolving a declared dispute. Conflict resolution deals with what is already out in the open. When should a manager escalate passive-aggressive behavior to HR? Escalate to HR when the behavior is persistent after direct conversations, when it targets a specific person in a way that feels like harassment, or when it is affecting team performance and morale despite your best efforts. Document each instance with dates, specific behaviors, and their observable impact. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.